7th District Congressman Tim Walberg joins us live from Washington, D.C. this morning. The very latest, if there is any latest, on the budget stalemate, the government shutdown, the president and some leaders got together yesterday to talk about this. You weren't part of that group, but what kind of insight did you get from those who were part of that group, if any progress is being made at all in the government shutdown?
Well, I think the progress that was made was that finally the president agreed to some negotiation. And I appreciate Speaker Boehner in, uninviting the majority of members of his conference to the meeting so it wouldn't be just a 232-member trip over to the White House for a photo op for the president, but rather pared it down to 18 of leaders, some of the key committee chairs and our leadership team to go over and actually sit down with the president and say, let's look across the table and let's see what we can come up with in relationship to the debt ceiling issue that's coming up allegedly on October 17th, though Moody's has come out as recently as 2 days ago saying that they're not concerned about a default. We have plenty of money coming in to meet our interest payments and otherwise the issue of spending. We've got to get a hold on that. But the president and the leadership met yesterday. No decision was made, at least as of right now, other than to continue the efforts. And I believe there was a team meeting through the night working on some final provisions that may indeed be even rolled out today for a vote on the floor of the House related to debt ceiling, a debt ceiling that says we will do it for short term, probably to just prior to Thanksgiving, which will force the opportunities to negotiate on the way forward in funding the government, that the president would agree to supporting a conference committee between the House and the Senate on the budget issues. And that's a good thing because that has not been really supported up until potentially last night.
Well, all along, for a number of years, obviously, we've been running a deficit here for the federal government. And this debt ceiling then, does that then allow the ability to spend more on top of what we've already spent and what we already owe? Is that really what the crux of that is with having to raise the debt ceiling?
That's absolutely what it is. It means our debt is going up and we're going past the amount of dollars allowed in the budgetary process to expend upon meeting our obligations. And as you know, being a longtime political interested guy yourself, that Article 14 of our U.S. Constitution, Section 4, says that all debts and obligations of the United States shall be held without question. That means we'll pay it. We pay our debts, uh-huh. Pay our obligations. So we have to do that. However, the question comes, how much increased debt allowance is there to pay those debts? Right now we have the most revenue in the history of the United States coming in, and yet we've expended so much, and it's especially in those mandatory spending areas of entitlements. We have to get a control of that in order to keep our promises to the entitlement issues, but also to put ourselves back on track so our kids and our grandkids aren't floundered for the entire future of their life with a debt that's so huge that they can't expect to get ahead. And that's where the debate comes in now, and I believe we will come to a solution, and hopefully it will be a solution, I think, what the Speaker is asking for, that we have sincere negotiations on our spending plan and our tax structure.
Is the ironic part maybe that because of the government shutdown, you're actually saving money there, so that's not going to have to raise it quite so much?
That is absolutely true. We are expending some additional dollars as well, but I think the ultimate is a savings. But that does not disregard the human suffering of many federal employees through no fault of their own, happen to be federal employees, and are without a job, without a paycheck. We've been attempting to do, Ken, now, as recently as yesterday, 13 separate bills that fund 13 separate areas of our government, including, thankfully, one the president signed yesterday that takes care of a problem in not paying for survivor benefits of our fallen warriors. And hopefully these 13 bills have gone forward that meet concerns with WIC, with Head Start, with monuments and national parks and veterans issues and military issues, et cetera, will at least be approved by the president so we can stop the shutdown in those areas and get key parts of the government working again, and then negotiate to a conclusion on an actual budget, which, frankly, the president has not shown leadership and ultimately has not passed a budget in 5 years, going into the sixth year now. Without a budget, even when he controlled both the House and the Senate, didn't pass a budget.
Does it give you cause for pause, though, maybe a little bit, somewhat based on with the sequester and now with this, that maybe saying, okay, wait, maybe there's some of these programs we don't need to fund anyway?
Bingo. I mean, that's absolutely true.
My life's going on as usual.
I mean, it's absolutely true. We don't need to all the programs and agencies and departments of a huge, massive federal government that was never intended by the framers and founders of our Constitution. I was talking with an interviewer earlier this morning, talking about the concept of a part-time Congress. Even if we can't get a part-time legislature, like most of the states in the Union have, except for just a few like Michigan, if we could get a part-time Congress where we had to go home and live under the laws of what we had put through, but also the laws of our states, give more control back to the states like the framers of our system of government originally intended it to be, what a change that would develop in our country. And I think we'd do better with the private sector running the economy, controlling the economy, increasing jobs, giving more opportunity, and not being floundered by excessive big government taxation and regulation. So you're right. This is a time when it's a lot of heat and a lot of foment going on, and people are concerned, and there is some hardship. We don't disregard that, but it may be a time where we have the push to do some reform that will really push our country back to the forefront of the world again.
All right. Eyes on Washington this weekend. Congressman, we will stay in touch, all right?
Okay. We'll be here again this weekend working on legislation, so hopefully we move ourselves forward.
Okay. Talk soon. Bye-bye. 7th District Congressman Tim Walberg with us live from Washington, D.C. this morning, AM 1590 and FM 95.5 WTVB.